I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Doug Pederson is the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. So yeah. Both him and Howie Roseman addressed reporters for their post-mortem press conference following the 2019 Eagles season. They both had interesting things to say, but what people are talking about is what the coach, Doug Pederson, was doing with a water bottle while the other guy was speaking. He is basically blowing the water bottle. It's a very bizarre behavior. You have to check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
There's no hard feelings at all.
Can I just ask a question that fans have been asking me to ask you guys?
He's rubbing it on his lips.
What? You guys, does he not realize he's doing this?
He mustn't, right? He mustn't.
That's just a little Freudian slip there.
Jesus Christ, this guy. This is crazy, right?
He's fantasizing about that reporter.
Me too.
He knows he's on camera, right?
Is it, I mean, the only
does he not
way
realize?
It must feel good to him.
It feels good, or he's nervous, or it's like somebody.
Do you think someone just said, hey?
He just winked at someone.
He winked at someone as he's...
What's the story?
I think someone was part of the team and was like...
Yeah. You think they put him up to it?
Maybe he was sending that player a message like, hey.
I don't know.
After the press conference.
He was doing it on purpose?
I think, no, honestly, I think... I mean, God knows what the guy's into. Who knows, right? I think it was just like he was nervous. He didn't think he'd be in the shot because the other guy was talking. He's standing up
to the
side.
It's like he likes the way...
I've never seen anyone do that with their water bottle.
That's a weird. That's a weird. Yes.
Can you imagine if Chuck was doing that with a water bottle during the show?
Someone give me a water bottle.
How uncomfortable this would be?
I'd have to do my job aroused every day.
Oh my God.
Peep show. We got the peep show, dude.
Chuck, you can't. You look like you're blowing that thing. No, Chuck. Chuck, put the bottle down.
I'm not putting this bottle down.
Put the bottle down, Chuck.
That's how I
drink. Your nervous tick is crazy.
Yeah, my nervous
tick. Chuck, you're on camera, dude. You're on camera.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. Like, he just gives me a
just like last night. On camera again.
It's super. You got to go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com to check it out because you won't believe this coach of the Eagles is doing this to a water bottle on camera.
It's like the bottle has some form of lip balm on it.
Yeah.
He's like applying
like
lip balm.
But you can't rub a penis shaped item on your lips.
No, you cannot.
What is the matter with him? I'd be like, dude.
He clearly likes the way that bottle feels on his lips.
Well, sure, he does. Yeah, they're like, oh, my lips are so sore. I got to rub the bottle on it, but I can feel better. Oh, my lips. Oh.
Gotta get him
and then
some
someone, I think, here is like, dude, you're... And he's like, thanks, man. What, the bottle? Like, you see, he's like, what, the bottle?
You want the bottle? You want this one? It's been all over my lips.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah.
What's that? What are you saying?
I got Bobby the bottle.
Pardon me?
You're like a bottle again. You tell me to tell me you're going down on the bottle. BJ. BJ on the bottle.
And then he just winks at you. Thank you.
Look like a dog.
Bo Jackson? Bo Jackson?
No. It looked like a penis on your lips. Bo Jackson. Looks like you're trying to go down on the water bottle.
Brendan Jacobs?
No.
BJ?
God damn it. No.
BJ?
You look like you're having... mouth sex with the mouth sex.
Can I just ask a question that fans can ask you guys? Do either
of you...
Stop it.
And then he's just like, thanks, champ.
Thank you.
That's what he does. Like, oh, this? Because at the end, like, they cut it off, but he definitely... winks at the guy like he gets it, and then he was like, what, the bottle? What am I doing with it?
Yeah, you look like you're blowing that thing. Stop.
I love a buddy trying to help him out.
Stop blowing the bottle. Stop blowing the bottle. You're tenderly rubbing a penis on your lip.
He looks good at it.
Yeah, he does.
It's crazy.
He looks good at it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
What, this? The bottle?
He's telling. What is he telling?
Someone is telling him.
I want to know all the background story.
Yeah, somebody was off
that
camera.
That guy needs
like,
to explain himself.
Well, somebody told somebody. Somebody was like, does he look like he's blowing that bottle?
Oh, for sure, dude. He has for 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, well, God damn it. I'm the guy. I'm the Wrangler guy. I got to.
There's a lot of hand signals in football, too. So it was probably like a. And he's like,
oh geez. This.
Mm. He gives him a wink.
Yeah.
That's just
thanks,
like,
bud. Thanks for
not
looking out.
He was in his own little
he
world.
He was in his own,
phallic world there. Yeah. That, honestly, a crazy world to be in at an NFL press conference.
I love some of the headlines. He was spotted making love.
Making love.
You like making love.
I'm telling you, he looks great. He looks great at it.
Sweet.
He's a very giving lover.
Mouth love tender.
Can you just imagine, okay, like the co-worker. Imagine like we were out doing a video shoot and Chuck didn't realize he was on camera and he was doing that and we saw the video after. We'd be like, dude, what were you up to?
I know exactly what I'm doing next time we shoot a video.
But at least we can explain it. It's like a comedy. You know, you can always just throw comedy behind you. Football. Like, what are you doing?
Can't wait for Dave to have to read something.
Oh, God, Chuck's going to pretend to blow something in the background.
That's a great idea.
I'm making a note so we remember.
Yep, thank you.
It looks like he puts that water bottle to bed next to him every night.
And I bet he does. I bet he takes that right to
a glory hole. You want him working behind the wall.
Yes, you do. If a man has to do it to
blow the hell out of you, I think. But
like, I'm leaving an extra 20 for this guy.
He puts it to bed.
Wow, that was incredible. Yeah.
My little Dasani.
Yeah. Dasani, good night, Dasani.
Good night, Dasani. You do me so good.
Dasani never goes
there. Dasani, it's late. Get that out of my face.
It's my Johnson's nickname now.
I love you, Dasani.
I love you so much, Dasani. Dasani. You're such a rascal.
If you want to see it, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's hard to believe video. Really
you know,
is.
I feel like there's got to
blow leave.
There's got to be more
leave.
Video of this guy doing it. It's got to be his thing.
Really? Yeah. Let's look him up.
It's got to be his thing.
What an unfortunate one. I know, like, during the peep show, sometimes, like, they'll catch, like, shots of us, like, and we're thinking and we're doing our thing or whatever. And I'm always, like, tugging at my beard. And I'm, like,
just
nervous.
Natural.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you're not licking
thank
your monster.
God I'm not just like, okay.
Andy,
you're doing that thing with the can again.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I was blowing the monster can.
Yeah. Just give Lisa a wink and then put the can.
Stop licking the monster.
Chuck, you're licking the can. Don't lick the can. You're on video.
Oh, that's really inappropriate.
Are you trying to tell me something, Chuck? Are you sending me a message?
Oh, my God. Oh, guys. Chuck, put the can down.
Gosh, put it down.
Put it down. Oh, my God. It's a lot of tongue action.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, this is exciting. Hold on.
What?
I put in his name, and the first thing that comes up is Doug Pedersen ice cream.
Oh, God. Does what
yo.
What?
Oh, no. It was an ice cream party.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Doug.
Did he do something weird there, though?
He
does
love
ice cream. Is it an ice cream party? Was it his idea?
He just wants to see everyone eating, all the guys eating ice cream, huh?
He's got an ice cream obsession, they say.
Uh-huh, I bet he does.
Me too.
Yeah, he's got what you call needy lips.
Yeah. What's a way to get...
From late night ice cream to meeting in the playoffs.
Mm.
Man, that's your head coach.
Coach, stop blowing them. Stop blowing that goddamn bottle. God. Jesus Christ.
Deal.
I don't know. It's fair. What's your deal? That's your deal?
Yeah, bro, if he's going to swear, you're going to watch him.
I don't know. This is a press conference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Go out, you grab
is
that.
Does he keep talking about ice cream? Let's hear. Can we hear?
BJ, watch this video, and then I'll treat you to some ice cream. Right, let's check out this video, and then, again, treat you to some ice cream, man.
I think he likes watching guys eat ice cream.
I think so, too. Oh, that's totally it. He likes to watch guys lick ice cream.
Are they cones or a cup?
Good question,
they're
Lisa.
At least 100%. They're a cone.
That's a cone. That's a cone or a bar. I bet he'd love to give them popsicles, but nobody wants one.
We're all melting. I know we got some ice cream that's melting, so we got to get out of here. Wish you guys the best of luck. Treat you to some vanilla ice cream here in a second.
We got vanilla, no here. Less.
And then we're going to treat you to some Haagen. Hopefully, you guys know that last week, Monday night or Sunday night. Who knew that?
That's cool. A little weird. He's a weird guy, huh?
It's very weird.
We'll get over here and get some ice cream before it kind of...
Yeah, everybody get your ice cream.
Nice job on the Haagen-Dazs last week.
Haagen-Dazs, so yeah. That's bars.
Yeah,
try those bars, those chocolate covered bars.
We'd rather have our coaches just eat their ice cream all by themselves.
Well, even with a spoon, I bet he's like really
alone.
That's probably not sharing 25 times in these clips where
he's like, fellas, you didn't want to go out there. You want to grab the other team just like a Johnson, all right? And we're gonna grab him. You're gonna get all over him. You're gonna get after it. I want massive coverage, just like a mouth on a pay noose. You understand me? Yep. And I want tickling of the balls from you boys.
Get under there.
Wow. Again, go see the video. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Check it out.
That was that he's the head coach, all right.
Absolutely he is.
Dasani.
So
sleepy.
Apparently Lisa said during that, stop licking your monster.
That's right.
Oh, you did. You said that to Chuck. That's right.
Stop licking your monster.
That was incredible what you did to that monster. That monster's...
I'm a passionate lover.
That monster is blushing.
I did. I saw
the monster
blush.
Finished. This monster finished.
It had rosy cheeks. It's asleep now.
Yeah, look at this gun.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow. He knocked it right out.
Night-night monster.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
British cricket player. Poor guy. He had a real bad game. He was hit in the junk 3 times in one cricket game.
Those rubber balls, too, will mess your
His painful cry tells the story.
Oh, really?
Take a listen here.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
That, unfortunately, is the 3rd time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
Should you wear a cup in cricket?
I think they do, but... Concerned.
Do you think they think about quitting at that moment?
Yeah, he's in a bit of stress.
It's cricket.
Just walk off the field.
Oh, no!
They are dying laughing.
They're dying.
What a sport.
I'll just take over the commentary for the next bit,
thanks,
fellas.
Bill.
I mean, you're playing.
What?
Yeah,
in the background. There was a background. There was a very bad background word.
Oh, no!
That, unfortunately, is the 3rd time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
That poor guy. His screams say it all. You can listen to it and see it for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We put a link to it there. Poor dude. Liam, I guess is his name.
Of course his name's Liam.
Liam Livingstone. Livingstone.
Yes, I mean, I think 1 out of 5 people are named Liam.
I'm Liam Livingstone.
Any country where cricket's a thing.
It's so crazy to I guess it's the way they look at it, all of our sports, but it's just so weird to like, these guys are gigantic stars.
Yeah, cricket's huge.
Like gigantic stars.
I watched something about
have no idea cricket.
There's like 2 kinds of cricket too. Like they made a more action packed version of it, and it started to take off more in the mainstream. And it's like going after other forms of cricket or something. I don't know. I was just like, who cares?
Who cares? Here's him talking about it. Here. That's the first one. That was the first one.
Yeah, the second one was sore. I wouldn't advise getting hit in the same place twice. Yeah, they're a little sore, but I'm sure I'll get over it.
It felt pretty sweet off the bat, though, that 97 middle one.
Yeah, it did. Jeez. Yeah, it's always nice when you...
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
My God.
Because you're like, not again!
The first one is like,
oh!
Well, you don't realize, too. Those balls, when they bounce, bounce and they go faster. They go faster after they bounce.
Oh, yeah, they got more trajectory. That's just a great buildup. Oh! Oh! Oh, no!
The guys, the commentators are dying.
Of course they're dying.
But it's so funny because it happens in baseball from time to time. Like a catcher will get hit in the nuts by a foul ball. It'll bounce off the ground and come up and get him. And
but no one laughs. Usually.
They have more respect for
like,
it.
They're like, ooh.
Like you hear the guys and they're like, well, it looks like he took one off the leg there on the inside of the leg there. Very they serious. Won't like.
Well, it's America's different, right? America, yeah. The UK, they have more fun serious. With it.
It's funny.
Oh my God,
The difference.
That buildup is hilarious. Like the difference between the pain level of oh and oh no is a really funny thing to me.
It's just crazy that they probably have a giant cup on and those balls are still just smashing your bits. Cuz I mean if that hit you bare you'd be done.
Yeah.
Like you'd be you'd be done.
Gets me every time.
Me too.
Mm. Oh man. Oh no. Cuz you're saying no to a force.
Yeah.
Yep. Not again. Like you can't believe it.
Poor Burmaster. He's got to get better.
No.
He's got to be better at hitting.
Oh man.
Get your nuts out of the way.
All right. Like the next thing you would have to say if you got in the nuts again would be like, "Please, oh God."
I also don't know the next. What would have been the next thing?
What would have been the next thing?
I think he would have said the F word.
Yeah.
I think he screamed the F word.
Sake! No, no, no!
Yeah. I don't even know what happens, too. Like, so what happens when you get hit in the nuts? Is there, like, do you get to go to the next
cricket?
Little...
Cricket? I have no idea.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the cricket rules.
I'll have to ask my Indian relatives. They watch cricket.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, it's huge in India, right?
Huge.
Oh, yeah, big, like big. It's huge.
And it's become really big in the UK as well.
Oh, please, no!
I love the KFC sponsorship on the whatever the cricket sticks are.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's getting big over there.
KFC. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, it's a white trash alert. What did an Arkansas man claim was stolen from his nightstand at a motel? Let's find out.
White trash alert.
Rock to Little Rock, Arkansas here, where a man claimed while he was sleeping at a motel in Benton, Arkansas, someone stole his cheeseburger.
It was here. I know where I left it.
Can you describe it for me?
It was a delicious cheeseburger.
Yep.
From McDonald's.
Yep.
It had the standard McDonald's bun. I told them to hold the pickles because I do not like
no
them.
Pickles.
Yeah, no pickles. Pickles on it.
That'll keep.
Are you writing all this down?
I sure am.
I left it on my counter because I do not know about food safety.
Nightstand.
I left it on my nightstand.
That's where I would
because I was to wake up to it like a beautiful lover in the morning.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it was there. Somebody had been in my trailer.
Motel.
My motel room.
All right.
Yeah, somebody was in my motel room.
You hear any noises?
I did not. I sleep like a baby because I am a severe alcoholic.
That too.
So it's mostly just me passed out, but I was to wake up to that burger and I remember it.
You sure you weren't so drunk that you ate the burger?
I hadn't thought about that.
Me either until just now.
I wake up a lot with a cheeseburgery alcoholic taste in my mouth.
Ooh. That's right.
Ooh. Every
Most
day.
Nights.
Every day I wake up like that. Every afternoon.
In an attempt to solve the alleged hand burglary, Keegan Breyers filed a report with the police. He informed the officer he had purchased two cheeseburgers, not at a McDonald's, but at the nearby gas station.
Gas station burgers!
Those would have been good in the morning.
No, you know Frank down there. He cooks up a mean goddamn burger.
You damn right.
He said he ate one of the burgers and placed the other one on the nightstand for morning when he was staying at the lovely Trout Motel.
That was my breakfast.
We were at the Trout.
I was at the Trout. You know me.
Beautiful.
Kind of half live there when I can afford to.
Right. Right.
He woke up, said the cheeseburger was gone. That's when he called the cops.
Hell yeah.
There was another person sleeping in the room at the time. That individual spoke to police, claimed, I didn't touch no cheeseburger.
You did, didn't you? Tell him the truth.
I never did.
You tell him the truth.
I did.
We spooned, we had sex.
What?
Not so much truth.
No.
It's more truth than we should reveal.
You're right.
We're here at the Trout.
We're just talking about cheeseburgers here.
When in doubt, bang at the Trout.
Oh, my God.
The officer noted
couple
that...
couple guys hanging out.
We're just fishing buddies.
Yeah.
Sex from time to time.
We do.
Even though that this gentleman had slept for several hours, he was still extremely intoxicated at the time of this.
I have a drinking problem, yes. I make my own corn liquor, yes.
Mm. He drinks in his sleep.
My passions are my lover here on the weekends at the Trout.
That's right.
Alcohol that I make myself in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And gas station cheeseburgers.
Three loves. One, two, three.
My holy trinity.
They did not believe him.
No, they didn't.
They did not find the burger, but he was not charged with anything.
Yeah, they're just like, you just go about your business.
Yeah. He wasn't filing a false report. They couldn't prove that he wasn't wrong, right?
That other guy ate the cheeseburger 100%. Sure.
Yeah, on
his lover. His lover ate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. Have you ever been to a sex party? And if so, did it live up to the hype? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. You can be anonymous if you must. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. Have you ever been to a sex party? Because they went to an exclusive Manhattan sex party to kind of give people an idea of what it was all about. And any given Friday or Saturday night, New Yorkers descend upon NSFW, a members-only sex club located in Lower Manhattan's Soho neighborhood. Now, from the outside, you'd never know what it is. It's nestled in an average-looking apartment building. But when you go through a nondescript door, you see the large studio has been transformed with dim lighting, lounge areas, and more. NSFW doesn't stand for not safe for work. It stands for New Society for Wellness. Members pride themselves on being part of a sex-friendly club that offers a safe place for people to explore self-pleasure regardless of income. Consensual sexual experiences are their hallmark. Some people may not even have sex when they go there.
Hmm.
It has 2,000 members.
Jeez.
Memberships range from $200 to $2,690.
That's a lot.
The more you pay, the more perks you get.
What kind of perks? Free coffee? Dozens. Condoms?
Well, you get invited to workshops on Tantra and all sorts of different stuff.
Tantra. I don't need to bang for
workshops.
2 days straight. I just want to maybe do a couple of times in one day.
Only about 20% of applicants are accepted. They've got nymphs that walk around. They play an important role because they stay out of the action and hang out on the outskirts. Three nymphs walk the floor wearing glow-in-the-dark wristbands to signal their role to make it easier for members to approach them if they're feeling unsafe.
Help me, little nymph.
Little nymph.
What a weird...
These nymphs also little spend
nymph,
time...
I'm so scared.
They get other members to water to keep them hydrated. They help them out if they've smoked too much weed or if they've had too much to drink. Jen is a 35-year-old member who works as a nymph sometimes.
Can we get a gander at any of these nymphs?
No, they don't ever. None of them showed their pictures.
Mm. I wonder if they're hot.
It's private.
Yeah, it's private. It's
hot. Yeah, this is a real rich.
This is
very rich.
Is that
crazy.
Eyes wide shut type stuff?
Yeah. They probably kill one person a night.
Oh, stop. Parties start between 8 and 10 p.m. Some nights they host parties that start and end on the early end. The focus is to introduce and teach people about behavior that's expected. Sometimes they've got live performances like erotic shows, BDSM demonstrations. Shibari or Japanese-style bondage artists will be there from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Or adult film stars will stop by. They say they want to entice, surprise, and titillate people. And they have certain rooms that can be sectioned off if people want privacy.
When like a real legitimate adult film star shows up to your sex party, like you're rich.
Yeah,
you guys are rich.
This is rich people stuff. And anytime I've heard the word titillating used, it's always rich people in their sex.
Yeah.
Titillating. It's got tit right in it.
Yeah. Titillating.
Yeah.
They also partnered with an STD testing app to give members access to low-cost STD tests. They keep it stocked with snacks, including gummy bears,
nice,
dark chocolate, and fresh fruit, as well as cocktails. They got lots of hydration stations.
You got to stay hydrated if you're going to be doing
They
so
provide oral sex mints.
Very cool.
I don't know what that is. Do you know, have you ever heard of an oral sex mint?
Well, it's a
mint.
It's
like it's sort of the smell of dong off your mouth.
Right. No, you know what it is. It's
just a regular mint.
It's just put like a mint in your. It gives you like a feel. It helps the guy.
I've heard of that. I'm just, they
not
call
especially
them.
Especially branded one.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe they just use regular mint.
It's quite titillating. I'm going to start saying that at like restaurants like Golden Corral. I'm going to go in there.
How's the buffet, Andy?
I'll be like, is the steak titillating?
It is. I'll think you're in
so,
a sex
okay, what's
club.
The difference between a sex party and an orgy? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
No.
Same
this
thing.
Is just this a rich, better. It's just, it's just rich people trying not to
or
sound like
orgy.
The ordinary.
Let's speak to this lady here. Hey, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Have you gone to a sex party?
I actually belong to a local BDSM group who has bought an old motel, renovated it on the inside, and you walk in, you would never know the difference. We actually have lots of fun. We do very intense parties, and we do hangout parties. We also do memberships, like y'all were talking about, different perks, you know, stuff like that.
What's your favorite sex move?
Oh my.
Your girl actually likes to watch. I'm not a participating person.
Oh, okay. So you're just like one of these nymphs that
do you
just
watch
walks
with
around.
Little tiny theater binoculars on a stick?
Oh, if I could, I would.
Yeah,
me too.
Of course, yeah.
So how did you get involved in this?
Actually, it's something that I was invited to by a local Facebook group. It's very small, very word of mouth.
Okay, and so all you do is watch. Is your partner involved? Are you single?
I actually just got into a relationship, and I did bring my partner to one of his very first beat-ins, is what we would call it.
The beat-ins.
Yeah, the beat-in, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a more of an intense party. We have a beat-in.
Is the beat-in and when everybody beats your partner off?
Or no, beats him up.
Beats him, because BDSM, right?
Yeah, like they beat him.
Beat
him.
Beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to introduce my partner to this lifestyle, so I'm not trying to scare him too much. But I think it was a pretty intense situation for him to witness, I guess.
Okay. Has he ever been a part of anything like this before?
No.
No.
And was he cool with it when he left, or did it blow his mind?
I think it blew his mind a little bit, to be honest, you know. Your show is very, let's talk about the butt stuff, and I'm very, let's talk about the butt stuff, and I'm just trying to get him into the lifestyle.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, well, we wish you and him all the best, then. You think he'll be, would you allow him to participate if he wanted to?
I'm a very open person, so right. If he would like to get his ass beat by someone, he can, and I would love to enjoy to watch that.
But in right, terms but of it's another
not
woman
it's
pleasuring
not
him.
Like a sexual thing. It's just a ass-beating thing.
I believe that people get very sexual desires from getting beaten.
Yeah. But if a woman grabbed him by the dong and started going to town, you wouldn't be happy with that.
If it was against his consent, I wouldn't be.
But if he was okay with it, you'd be okay
so
with it.
So she's fine with it.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, all right.
She's fine with it.
Well, thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Yep.
All right, long time listener, first time caller. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Enjoy your beat ins.
Yeah.
I think she gave us a new billboard idea. All about the butt stuff.
That's us.
Yeah.
Dave Chuck the Freak. Yeah. Steve.
The more you know.
Steve's in Orlando. You've been to a sex club, Steve.
I have indeed. Morning, everybody.
Okay, so.
Ripcord.
We thought there was no difference between that and an orgy, but you say there is.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know about this club specifically, so I don't want to comment on this, but usually the clubs can get crazy. You can have a lot of people join in, but for the most part, it's a place where couples go to explore swapping. They can invite more people in. Yeah, occasionally, you know, it can break out into an orgy, but usually it's not. Usually people go, some people go just to watch other people or get watched, but I would be lying if I said there's usually not, you know, a handful of people engaging more than normally two, right? But for the most part, it's not 40 people just riding a pile of bodies.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, do you watch, you take part, do you both take part? How does it work for you guys?
Well, we've only been once. It was when we were on vacation up in Quebec. We wanted to check it out. And honestly, it was, we just watched and we you know, had sex with each other. It wasn't the kind of thing we wanted to necessarily, you know, get involved in an orgy or anything like that, but we wanted to check it out, see what it was all about. It was extremely erotic, but you talked about, are they good looking or not? Again, can't comment on this one. But it's all walks of life. Honestly, you've got really, really hot people, and then you've got some people that you wouldn't necessarily find attractive. It's just kind of a sex-positive place where everybody shares a similar interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you fighting people off as you were banging your lady there, or are people pretty respectful?
No, people are really respectful. People in the lifestyle, and especially those who go to the clubs, the clubs all have specific rules, and they're, for the most part, you know, it's all about permission. And it's weird because somebody say, hey, would you mind if I touched your wife? Or would you mind if I, you know, it's kind of strange to talk about it straight up, but
yeah.
There's always permission. Now, I'm assuming that the nymphs kind of act like almost like bouncers, basically, that aren't intimidating, but it's all about making people feel safe. And sometimes, just like any place, you get a guy or a gal who's kind of a creeper and is getting too close, not taking no for an answer. But the vast majority of people are there for, you know, they want to give respect. They sure want to get respect. So it's a kind of a strange environment. It's really, really cool. Can't comment on that one, but it's a very interesting thing to see.
Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
Sounds neat.
Charles is in Tampa. Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Penis balls.
Penis. You been to a sex club, sex party?
Well, I've been to a couple. And, my first experience was one here in, actually, Tampa, mm-hmm. leaving the club, the castle.
Yeah.
In Ybor City. And we went to one. It was held somewhere in Sefner, and there was a house. It was a very nice, big house, and there was a bunch of people there. I went by myself, so I ended up hooking up with this chick. Well, I thought it was a chick.
Oh, surprise! Oh, yes. Surprise, Charles. That's
surprise.
A penis.
It was a penis, and I was like, you know, I'm done. I'm out. I'm not doing this. This is not my gig. I'm out.
But you went back. Right. You've done more since.
Well, I've done more, but I was more cautious.
Yeah, right. you gotta do some checking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about the Adam's apple check.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. And one more call. Scott's in Dearborn. Hi, Scott.
Oh, how's it going?
I'm doing okay, thanks. You've been to a sex party?
Yeah, kind of by accident.
Yeah.
Okay. New girl at work, invited a bunch of us to this party.
That's a wild
chick. Okay. And so, we get there and, right away when we're walking in, you know, my friend's girlfriend, you know, she's kind of young. And so first question, are you over 18? And so like, yeah, okay. So, you know, we get in and, what is this thing, you know, going on? We go in the back. There's like a naked guy chained to a wall with.
He's like, hi!
Oh, is there always a naked guy chained to a wall when you walk
in
these places?
Every party.
Every
party. Oh, there's the naked guy. Welcome.
Yeah, it's like the guy
who
greets
the greeter.
You.
He's like the Walmart greeter of a sex party.
So James does something.
You wouldn't believe how much money I make on the side.
Got a boner, and he's like, restrooms are that way.
You get extra money if you get a boner, because then they can hang their towel on it.
Oh, that's very nice.
So you had a good time, though, end of the day.
Howdy.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of got wilder and wilder. You know, I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and when I come in, you know, there's these two girls who are saran wrapped to each other on the floor trying to get out, and, like, they're, you know, underneath there's, like, nothing on, and, like, okay.
Oh, jeez.
You know, they got, like, there was, like, a sword swallower there, too, and so instead of, like,
a lot of them. It's not always swallowed.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, so to thank them, you know, they get all the girls and, you know, take off their shirts and stuff like that, so.
How was the next day at work with this broad?
That was interesting, you know, so, like, other guys, you know, at work, you know, they're telling their version of it, like, you know, a couple of guys, when they're walking in, I didn't notice it, but I guess there was, like, a dildo, like, hanging from the doorway, you know, they look up and this thing,
like,
you know,
like mistletoe.
Dildo. Yeah, yeah. They're like, ah!
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
Wow, interesting. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. And with voice-changing technology, we have one more woman with us. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Good morning, Ripcord.
Ripcord. So you've been to a sex club?
Yes, I have. It was in Rhode Island. They were very clear on being respectful to each other. If somebody says, I'm not interested, if you were approached, you had very clear that, okay, I'm backing off. There were rooms in the perimeter of the space. Mm-hmm. And if you left the door open, that meant people could come and join you. There was this kind of saddle thing in one spot that had a hoo-ha on it. I want to be careful what I say there.
Yeah. Yes.
There was a bondage room, and again, you were welcome to either participate or watch, and they did have some demonstrations. They also had what I called the Sultan's Pit, which was kind of in the middle of the area, and you stepped down into it, and it was just full of pillows, and I remember when we came upon it, it was just like a knot of people kind of writhing and doing their business.
Like a Dracula movie.
Yeah, it's like vampire sex.
Yeah.
But the thing, like, so, it was very hygienic, too. There were condoms and sanitizers and all sorts of places. And the one thing I remember, though, was I saw this twosome in a room, and the door was open, but you would also put, like, a red velvet rope across the door, which meant you could just see better into the room, but you couldn't join them.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up going because I had a guy friend, and if you went alone as a male, the entry fee, if you didn't join, was something like $500.
Oh, wow.
But if a male brought a female, it was only, like, again, $125 or something. I don't remember. But anyway, so neither one of us participated in anything. He just wanted to go to check it out. I said, sure, okay, I'm good, let's go. But as we were leaving, that twosome in the room with the red velvet, they were now leaving. And they're like, great, I'll see you tomorrow at Johnny's soccer game. And it was just like the most adult, respectful, sexual thing I'd ever experienced since. So that was my experience.
Two thumbs and everything else up from you.
Yeah, it's funny to think about, like, the regular kind of people in the neighborhood that go to this kind of stuff. It's like, well, you know, Janine, she's a peach, you know.
She has vampire sex.
Yeah, she goes down there. We had a vampire sex, and that's all good and everything. And, you know, she just made a hell of a three. It was like a three-layer salad that she had brought down there, and I just thought the thing was... I thought it was incredible. I mean, she brought it the holidays before, but it was very titillating. Titillating in a lot of ways. I don't trust that room with the pillows in the center, though. I got to say, I don't know how often those pillows are getting a nice cleansing. But
Lisa just went to... shuddered. She shuddered at the thought of the pillow pit.
Dirty pillow pit.
Pillow pit.
Lots of juices in the pillow pit.
Like the dude chained to the wall, and he's like, Frank, how are you?
Hey, nice to see you guys.
Again, just chained to the wall. Got a nail through the head of my penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into BDSM though. I think the workshops really helped me out with a lot of this stuff. So, what's that? Oh, yeah, it's a butt plug. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
it's a foxtail. I got
you
that.
You look great, bud.
Thanks so much. Well, if you don't mind, punch me right in the stomach and get my balls a touch. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. That's why we do it.
I'll catch you later, bro.
Yeah, we'll see you at the baseball game tonight. Yep. Then. All right.
Punch me in the stomach and give my balls a tug.
But listen, it is weird when you know people that are in your neighborhood that are doing this kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
Like, and it's they're different.
Yeah.
You know, they are open.
Someone said, been to one of these sex parties. Didn't do much for me. Lots of dongs. Way overrated, in my opinion. I kept thinking, really? This is it? Nah, I'm good.
I think that's like a problem they always have at sex parties, unless you're at the real ritzy ones, is that, right. You know.
Too many dongs.
It's a sausage, like literal sausage fest. Well, there's not a woman inside, Frank. We're waiting, you know.
Well, you heard. Like, they'll still take, even at that girl's party, they'll take a guy alone for $500.
Yeah, you get a discounted rate.
You know, if you bring a girl. And I always wonder, like, okay, so you're into this, you're going at it, you leave the door open, which means someone can join, okay? Mm. There's no, like, process of, like, then I open the door, I'm like, hey. Yeah. Like, are you able to then be like, no, you're gross. Get out.
I think so. I think that you're probably like, hey, no.
Wow, that's got to be tough.
Because oh, that's terrible, right?
Yeah. That's
not you, Cal. Get moving.
Oh, come on. Please.
Get out. Please. Can you leave the door open a bit, though?
$500.
So
get out.
Please.
Listen, I feel like a lot
are
of.
Are you sure?
Yes. Get out.
Can I just touch one titty?
No. Yes.
All right.
There you go. Now get.
All right,
I paid $500. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I think a lot of guys who pay the $500, they go there and nothing happens to them.
Nothing happens to them.
They maybe get to watch something and do something to themselves.
You get a refund.
It's funny to leave the door open and then somebody wanders in you don't want, and you're like, yeah! Get out of there! Go on,
I wonder how. The only thing that makes sense to me is that you go as a couple and you meet it and you're like, have a screening process yourself, not just like a random open door where someone can just walk in.
Some people probably get off on the randomness of
it. Yeah,
I think they do.
But then you do. You get a rascal. Your little warthog rolls in.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Somebody. Nips. Nips, come to other place. Got a warthog in here. He wandered in.
There's a lot of warthogs, I bet. Yeah,
I bet. I think the ratio of warthogs to hot is, like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just a place full of warthogs with the occasional good-looking
like
person.
12 little Danny DeVitos just running around, running amok.
I'm pretty sure the 2,000 a month, whatever, Manhattan sex club, I bet it's a bit nicer than
that's
run-of-the-mill.
You're getting like girls that probably want to meet guys that are in that lifestyle and have that level of
cash. If you're that club, you probably hire like, you know, 2,000 a night escorts because you're making so much dough.
Right.
Well, not for everyone. But you may meet a neighbor there hanging on the wall naked.
What's that there? Swedish meatballs. Don't mind if I do.
I bet there's a lot of dudes that are just meat. They're just meat. Like, they're a warthog, but they're
just a
huge warthog.
Oh, they put the hog in warthog.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm a warthog.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.